Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
We had our opportunities. We created our opportunities, and we put ourselves in position where we could have won that football game. Probably you could say in some ways we should have won it, but we didn't do the things that you have to do to win the game, you know, and we made some critical mistakes that cost us an opportunity to win the game. And that's really what it boils down to. So that's what we've got to get straightened out. That'll be the key going forward. Within all that, there's a lot of good things there that tell me that we can be the kind of football team that we want to be for the rest of the season. And we'll build on all those things. And like I told the guys, what we've got to be able to do is understand that you've got to understand really how close you are sometimes. And you can't allow the weight of the disappointment or the weight of the scrutiny, you can't allow that to derail you.
So that was John Harbaugh after the game. Thanks, John. Good news, this game was not over at halftime, which is a progression from where we've been the last couple weeks. It was 3-3 at the half. Should have been 10-3. They had first and goal. Second and goal from the one. Couldn't score. Alas, the Rams scored two touchdowns in under 2 minutes in the third quarter to go up 17-3, and that was the final. For the second straight week, Jason, they scored 3 points on the first drive, the Ravens did, so they're good on script. But they didn't score again yesterday, and they've now lost 4 in a row. They're 1-5 heading into the bye.
Rams played a horrible football game. I don't think they ever thought they were going to lose it. Like, I don't know what Harbaugh's talking about. We're in the land of gaslighting now. Between Mike Elias, Mike Loxley, first thing out of his mouth, this is not the same old terms. Yeah. No, it's exactly the same. We almost won the game.
Should have won the game.
Yeah, right. Do you know who has the worst turnover margin in the NFL?
The Ravens.
Yeah, -7.
Hey, they got one.
They did get one.
Their number one receiver turned it over 3 times.
Yeah.
There's an interception undercut on a ball thrown to him and 2 fumbles.
Okay.
They got a running back who's turned it over 3 times. One interception on first down, 3 fumbles on first down. And we could take it back to last year. Mark Andrews, who they refused to trade, can't catch a ball in his gut.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, what planet am I? That's supposed to be their best players.
Yeah.
Who have all played a major role
Henry
in this
was
whole
really
thing
good yesterday.
Falling apart. What's that?
Henry was really good yesterday.
Henry was really good. What about Andrews?
Andrews had been invisible.
Yeah.
He got called for a horrible offensive pass interference penalty. That was, and then Flowers had the fumble in the next play.
I mean, no, they were nowhere close to winning that game. The defense gets an A for effort. You want to know how many pressures their entire group of every edge on the roster? You want to know how many pressures they combined?
As many as we did.
Yeah.
By the way, Ben was coming off the edge pretty hard, though. I think he got closer than David Ajabo. I'm pretty sure he got closer.
Coleman attacked the halftime spread with a vengeance, unlike anything we've seen out of Ajabo. Sure.
I can confirm he did not because he was gone by then.
He
attacked the nachos. Yeah, the nachos
nice
with a vengeance. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I mean, look, great. I'm glad. Zach Ertz gets to keep his job and the defense showed up. But that was offensive debacle from Monk to Rush to Flowers to an offensive line that You're not beating many teams with that offensive line. I don't care who the quarterback is. So, Ronnie Stanley, another one-ish quarter.
Can I say something about that? As far as
who
I can
they
tell,
fooling with that.
But here's the weird thing about Ronnie. As far as I can tell, and I talked to multiple people in the press box after, he took himself out of the game and never went to a trainer or a doctor. He just tapped out. It was weird.
Well, he's got an ankle that wouldn't have passed a lot of physicals. So, yeah. I mean, he's on borrowed time.
Isn't it bizarre that he doesn't go to see a doctor or a trainer when he comes out of the football
what
game?
What I think is bizarre is that they built a football team that had zero safety net for Ronnie Stanley's ankle given out
they
early
did
in
not.
The season.
No, it held
That's
up last year. It held up last year, Jason.
Yeah. Well, last year you had McCary, so you actually had insurance.
Yeah, you did, but
you had an NFL-caliber left tackle who you could at least put there.
Last year you had insurance and didn't need it. This year, you need it, but you don't have insurance.
It.
Yeah, you only need insurance when you need insurance.
So, no, I mean, I think offensively, that was backup quarterback or not. They picked the backup quarterback. It's not like the league assigned Cooper Rush to them.
No.
We went over the list. There were a lot of capable. You had a lot of options to upgrade over Josh Johnson. They picked Cooper Rush. I liked it, but I'm not paid millions of dollars to wear my sunglasses at night. I'm just a dude with a laptop.
I don't think he's paid to do that.
They clearly F that up. They effed up their offensive line. And even on a day where Derrick Henry gets off, they can't turn it. They can't turn it into points.
No.
You gotta love a team that literally in week one scores 40 on the road and still loses because they scored 40 points on 50 plays. They go into this one, they finally run upwards of 70 plays, and they turn it into 3 points.
That's the most frustrating
come a long way, Jason.
Part from yesterday's game. Now, I'm not going to go as far as Harb saying they should have won that game.
That's ridiculous.
I don't think you should win any game where you turn the ball over 3 times. But yesterday, it had the makings of a game that the Ravens could have steeled if they didn't turn the ball over. Where if I would have told you guys on Friday, Ravens run for 179 yards, they dominate time of possession, 37 minutes, 55 seconds, and you know the defense holds the Rams to 17 points, you'd say, well, it could be pretty interesting. But the sequence that killed them was, you have second and goal at the 1 yard line, and you couldn't get it in.
Two tush pushes.
And then the Rams take the opening kickoff. You have an opportunity to stop them on fourth down. You send only 2 guys.
Yeah, that was fun.
And Matt Stafford finds Kyren Williams on the sideline. Trenton Simpson got called for a PI. They score a touchdown. Zay fumbles the next drive, and then 2 plays later, it's 17-3. And at that point, it's all she wrote because the Ravens just weren't scoring 2 touchdowns at that point.
Hey, I do want to point out, and you like the Cooper Rush signing. I like the Cooper Rush signing. I think we all like the Cooper Rush signing. But this isn't what they signed up for with Cooper Rush. Like, this was supposed to be like, and granted, it's gone awry. But when they signed Cooper Rush, we all thought, okay, they're like 5-2. Lamar tweaks his ankle. He comes in for a couple games and wins one of the two. It wasn't ever going to be Cooper Rush comes in and it's raining sideways and the whole team is a disaster and they're playing horrible football. This is bad. This isn't what we signed up for Cooper Rush. And he looks frankly bad.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I agree with
what
you're
saying. They ran the ball. There should have been play action there. It's a close game.
Yeah. He's making bad throws too.
No.
Well, last Sunday against
Houston. Part of the problem.
Last Sunday against Houston was just a complete debacle. Yesterday, he had a ground game.
And he was so bad in the pocket.
Yeah. Yes.
And he was so skittish to get out of the pocket. And it's like, well, why are you trying to get out of the pocket? Your legs aren't going to help you. All you're doing is cutting off half the field.
Yeah.
And he hit a couple of sideline, you know, bailouts. But like, nah, I'm a Cooper Rush guy. I'm not color me not impressed.
Yeah,
they had to go. When you're going to Snoop, it's a bet. Like, your backup's not good.
No.
Because remember, they could have had Snoop a bunch of different times along the way.
Yes.
Including when he signed with Cleveland after all their quarterbacks got hurt. They didn't want nothing to do with Snoop until they had to get another quarterback in the building. So that's another front office failure.
Oh, man. Oh, man. So the Ravens lose 17-3. They got 2 weeks to lick their wounds while the Bears come into town a week from Sunday. We have a massive show, but it's the usual suspects on Monday guest-wise. We'll talk to our friend, IA Hall of Famer, Jonah Schaefer, covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. What did he think about yesterday, and what do they do during these 2 weeks off? Jonas joins us at 4, and our own Cordell Woodland was there. What's he think about the Ravens? He'll tell us at 5.
Yeah, we'll break down the offense. We'll break down the defense. We'll take a little bit of the macro view about, is there anything you can take from any of this that gives you some semblance of hope moving forward? We'll look at the league as it stands. Yeah.
Chiefs back.
Chiefs look to be back. The Patriots are probably for real.
Yeah.
Drake May's the Colts could have lost that game, but didn't.
Brissett like, better than Kyler Murray?
I think we can, I don't think anybody would argue that there's no way they're getting in as a wild card, right? Their only chance is to win the division.
Yes, and that's...
And Pittsburgh is not as bad as people thought. So we'll look at that a little bit. And yeah, I mean, College Park, mod on. Like, geez, a whiz.
Yeah, it's a mess.
It's a debacle. The defensive play calling, the inability to... I'm yelling screen at the TV set. Like, they're going to screen it to that kid they keep screening it to. Like, can we call a defense that pens him in? Can we tackle? Can we not undermine ourselves with penalties? I mean, it had all the hallmarks of Locke's ball. I mean, I like him a lot personally. I'd love him to stay here as the offensive coordinator and work with Malik.
I don't know if that works that way.
But that, you got to win one of those two games, right?
Yeah.
You got to win. You can't lose both those games at home like that.
And now they head to UCLA, and UCLA's playing good football. So that should be interesting. Coming up next, Ravens made a quarterback change yesterday during the game. What did we think of Tyler Huntley? And what about this whole quarterback hierarchy once Lamar comes back? We'll discuss next here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the fan.
Yeah, well, the plan, my plan was to play them both throughout the course of the game. And as we went through the game, as you feel the game, when you make a change, it wasn't going to be necessarily a change. It was going to be Cooper, then Tyler. It could have been Tyler, then Cooper again. You know, it could have been any one of those things. The way the first half went didn't seem to be a moment to bring him out. Second half, we had a drive going, you know, and then we turned it over. So I think you could say that maybe, but I don't really necessarily think there was an obvious moment to do that. But the plan all along was to play both quarterbacks.
Maybe. I mean, you don't think you're coming out ever. But it's part of the deal. They wanted to put him in. He played great. He did tough going there in the fourth quarter after sitting around all day and go there in 2 minute drills. Was impressive, I Snoop.
So that was interesting because John Harbaugh said after the game the plan was to go to both quarterbacks, but then our own Cordell Woodland caught up with Cooper Rush after the game. I guess they didn't tell Cooper Rush the plan because he said, I didn't expect to come out of this football game, but alas, Cooper Rush was bad yesterday. So they eventually went to Tyler Huntley, and it was fun for a few minutes, and they had a 7-minute drive that led to no points. But
how about that?
He can escape the pocket, and he ran for a couple of first downs. He hit 39 yards rushing, including a 19-yard run. But they didn't score any points with him either. So what do we think about Snoop? What do we think about this backup quarterback situation? With Harbs also saying after the game he expects Lamar Jackson to play against the Bears.
Yeah, here's what I think. I think they're screwed even for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks if Lamar goes down again. And I don't care which of these quarterbacks plays at this point. I'm disappointed in the returns from Cooper Rush. It's true that this is probably not what people thought it was going to be when they put this together, but it's what it is. And like, he needed to make a play or two that in some way sparked them, and he didn't. And behind this line, I thought he'd be a turnover machine, and he was. Now, they're not all on him, this, that, and the other, but you needed more out of the quarterback position. They had to go to Snoop to just try to give them a sense of a spark and energy to have somebody run at that defense. The bottom line is the offensive line sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
Yep.
And it might not be fixable in one offseason. It might not be. And it's certainly not fixable in season. So I think your best case scenario is that he does help you sustain drives with his legs. And you know what? You don't want him pushing any tight window throws. It is what it is. You want him playing uber conservative football. Even a more conservative version than what Jalen Hurts has been this year, right? And you're hoping that you stay in games because you play keep away with the football and that maybe he gets you a couple of runs on a 3rd and 4 or a 3rd and 6 that some other guys might not be able to make on a busted play. And that's really it. If I had to play a football game this weekend without Lamar Jackson, given where they are personnel-wise on offense, Huntley would be my starter. And I'm not a Huntley guy, and I was a Cooper Rush guy, but Cooper Rush in this scenario is not feasible.
He's failing.
You're kind of screwed with either of these guys. That's where I'm at, where, look, we all thought Cooper Rush at the time of the signing, you know, considering his track record in Dallas, it was an upgrade at the backup quarterback position. That has not come to fruition. And I'll give him last week against Houston. I can't give him yesterday. No. Not with a rushing attack that he had. No one saw that coming with Derrick Henry coming alive and rushing for over 100 yards for the first time since week 1. But I will say this about Tyler Huntley and that drive that spanned 17 plays, 9 minutes, 46 seconds.
Unreal.
The Rams were totally content
of course
to
yeah, the
give
clock
that
clock is the
up.
Ravens' enemy.
Exactly. The Ravens were trailing by 2 possessions at that point, and the only success that they had outside of one contested catch that DeAndre Hopkins made for 9 yards, that was the only pass that went past the line of scrimmage, it was all runs, which kept the clock running. And if you're L.A., you're all for that, man. You want to help us out and get this to the finish line quicker? We'll take that. If Tyler Huntley is in a situation at any point where they're trailing by 2 touchdowns, good luck, because he can't push the ball downfield.
He's not even looking.
He's not even
the line is so bad. He's not even looking down.
Let's be real. He looked at that as an opportunity to show the difference in athleticism between him and the other guy to move up the depth chart. And it worked. Was there any threat of him even making that game? despite what we heard Harb say at the beginning of the show, making that game particularly close, let alone actually threaten the Rams?
No,
because he wasn't going to push the ball downfield because he'll get exposed if he tries. We saw what that drill was like, you know, before he started getting knocked around as much as he got knocked around here when he had to take over for Lamar the last time. Like, Cooper Rush, who likes to sling it downfield, wasn't throwing it more than 10 yards downfield because his offensive, in part because his offensive line sucks, and in part because Cooper Rush wasn't very good. But like, to think that Huntley's going to do any of that, you're completely kidding yourself. And look, I'm sure Lamar will be back for the Chicago game, but it's a bad offensive line. He was sacked personally, what, 15 times already?
Yeah.
Before this injury? There's a lot of good pass rushers in this division alone, and those kinds of injuries are very easily aggravated. So that's not a recipe you want to see when, oh, by the way, you've probably got to win 9 of your last 11 games to have any semblance of salvaging this.
And not to mention, you're really going to test that hamstring because after the bye week, you play the Bears, then quick turnaround Thursday Miami. Night football.
And Miami, by the way, and we'll get to it more when we get a little later, but like the first coach has been fired, Brian Callahan in Tennessee. And I would suspect that Mike McDaniel, like they might have an interim head coach, Jason, by the time the Ravens play them on that Thursday night. Like that thing's going sideways too.
That's he's dead man walking.
So like that, and you know, depending on the situation, but usually you get at least a little mini bump when you fire the coach, especially when it looks like he's lost the locker room. So if the Ravens go into Miami and they got an interim head coach, they might be playing with a little more motivation than they would under Mike McDaniel. But yeah, the prevailing point here is it doesn't matter. Like Lamar Jackson, a healthy Lamar Jackson, covers for bad offensive line play. Neither one of these guys can. And so it frankly, the only difference you get from Tyler Huntley is what you saw a little bit yesterday, and that is he can run for a first down, which Cooper Rush can't do.
Yeah. Lamar will come back and he'll give them a fighting chance. But I think you've also got to be smart about your level of expectation given just how far the goalposts are when we start talking about playoffs and how slim the margin for error is.
The playoff talk, it needs to stop until they win a couple games. I just, you're 1-5. There's only been four teams since the merger in 1970 to make the playoffs at one of, like, You win against the Bears, you win against the Dolphins, you get a couple, maybe you can revisit that conversation, but...
And last I checked, Lamar Jackson ain't going to be rushing the passer. So, if you give Caleb Williams all day to throw, I'm sure Ben Johnson will have him ready.
Yeah, it's not a layup, and I know Harb's off a bye, his record's fantastic, but this has been a different kind of year.
Oh, man. Hey, Ravens win, lose 17-3.
Harb's, he already convinced
me. He convinced me.
That's some voodoo. That's some voodoo stuff right
Harb,
there.
Harb, you got me. They lose 17-3. Our six-pack of defensive observations coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You're on the fan. Six-pack time. Six-pack's brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. Ravens lose 17-3. Time for a six-pack of defensive observations. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I put this at six because it really didn't affect the game. They got a turnover. It's the first turnover they got against a team not named the Cleveland Browns since Christmas of last year. That's including the postseason. And it was a tour de force John Jenkins one-man show performance. It was right after the Ravens turned the ball over. John Jenkins gets the sack, forced fumble, and then recovers it. So, yes, hallelujah, they got a turnover.
Yeah, my six was like, they were occasionally aggressive, and it wasn't a total failure. 4 for 7 for 34 yards and a touchdown was Stafford against the blitz. They did get 2 sacks out of it, the 4th and 3 from inside the red zone from the Ravens 6. They brought 5 on that one. Look, I'm not here to tell you it's going to save the season or that it was special, but Stafford's a guy who can kill you when you blitz, and we knew they wouldn't do it a ton, but they held him to under 5 yards per attempt when they did it. It's something they can at least build off of, and they're going to have to do it more often because, well, I don't want to give away my one, but yeah, they don't have a pass rush.
Number five.
I put this low because it's just such a broken record, and it's never going to be fixed, and Roquan's not going to fix it. But it's just ridiculous, the pitch and catch that goes on in the middle of a football field against these guys. And you've got 3 safeties out there now all the time. That's great. And Devontae Adams dropped about 4 balls he usually catches, so that helps. But it's just there. I mean, you know that there's going to be a critical pass to a running back or a tight end when they need it. The backup tight end, they started the game throwing to him. It's kind of ridiculous where they are from a coverage standpoint in the middle of the field and especially between the hash marks.
We're similar-ish at 5. I don't want to get too crazy about this defense because it could have been a lot worse. Like, the Rams were playing with their food in the first half. Devontae Adams, that ball in the back of the end zone, he usually catches that ball, and he didn't, and he dropped numerous others. The play after Adams' drop is a completion that Matthew Stafford usually makes to Adams, and he overthrew him, and then Cardi misses another field goal. He knuckleballed the other one through. Like, the Rams had opportunities to do what sort of like the Texans did the week before, but they couldn't get out of their own way at times. So, like, I can't get too excited about what I saw yesterday.
Number four.
Alohi Gilman, arrow up. Jair Alexander, arrow down. Alohi Gilman played some decent football yesterday and allowed them to put Kyle Hamilton closer to the line of scrimmage, and he did make some plays, and it made things a little better. So that part's good. It is incredible to me, and I think it reminds me of Bobby DePaul telling us, don't listen to what they say. Listen to how much they play. Jerry Alexander did not play a snap in that game yesterday. With Rome burning and everything going on with this football team, he did not play a snap yesterday.
We're basically simpatico. The joke's on DaCosta. Jair Alexander stole your money, bro. You keep letting defensive backs steal your money. You keep thinking you know better. When their teams don't want them back and they view it as addition by subtraction, even the New Orleans Saints back in the day with that free safety you overpaid.
Marcus Williams.
You should start understanding your blind spots and acting accordingly. For him to play zero snaps in that triage game, for him to be outsnapped by dudes who just got in your building 48 hours before that game, and for you to have spent no money on your pass rush and instead made a vanity play for him to show everybody just how smart you are. Shame on you, bro. You're a big part of this.
Yeah, I'll go with Jason. It's funny, during the break, I was looking at a all 22 clip of the Ravens playing zone coverage and three guys going kind of in the wrong in the wrong spot all at once, and it left a wide open wide receiver in the middle of the field. And it just happened too often.
Six pack of defensive observations. About way, Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
So when is Kyle Hamilton allowed to make a play? When is that allowed to happen? Now we've got 51 snaps, small number. Small volume against a high-octane offense should work in your favor. We got three safeties on the field for 42 of those 51 snaps, and we all think Gilman looked like an NFL player.
He did.
And performed well for a guy who just got here. Malachi Starks, that's a different story.
Yeah.
But, like, at what point, now we got back to our core thing, and we ran the hell out of it. We had three safeties on the field for 80% of the snaps. Like, so when does that manifest itself in a tip ball? Or, like, when am I allowed to expect something out of him? When is he a playmaker?
It'll happen one day. My three is Tavius Robinson, and Harb's just announced it's probably a 6 to 8 week injury. And Tavius Robinson, he's not Nick Bosa, like, but he was probably their best edge guy at the moment. And he's a guy that obviously is a guy that works on hustle and guile, and him being out now, when you combine that with the trade of Owe, like, they had to play a lot of Ajabo yesterday. Ajabo against the run is embarrassing.
Ajabo on their roster is embarrassing.
Yeah, him on a football field, but the watching you, if you're the opponent, run at David Ajabo. You're going to find a
bait
lot
him with your quarterback. Do whatever you want to do.
You're going to find a lot of joy there.
You're playing 11-on-10. Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, Tavius Robinson. That's for this roster is a major injury.
Number two.
I put this at two, and it's a sliding scale, but they showed some fight, and they tackled better than I've seen them tackle in a long time. So I'll give Zach Orr some kudos. The message got across. Like, I saw some positives. Obviously, they're not the culprit this Sunday. It was more the offense, so kudos to that unit for the most part.
We're simpatico. A for effort. You saved Zach Orr's job. Yeah. You played with some spirit. You showed some emotion. You held them to 4.7 yards per play. You showed up in the red zone in a way you haven't in some of these other games. Like, again, we're really grading on a curve here, but they look like they came out with some intent.
Yeah.
And at least we're going to make the Rams earn it to some degree. So that's progress.
Number one.
The lack of pass rush is appalling. It's appalling. You got zero pressures out of your edge group on a day where Owe just gets to the Chargers and gets a sack.
He did.
Like, and then you signed Jair instead of paying a pass rusher, and he can't even crack your horrible roster at 1-5. And you bring in Gilman to unlock Kyle Hamilton, and you tell me what I missed with Kyle Hamilton.
He did make some plays.
It's on DaCosta. They had seven pressures as a team. Pressures as a team. They are 30th in pressure rate. They are 29th in sack percentage. Van Noy is, I don't know what that is. He looks 36. And Tavius, you could dream and hope that
He's not a pass rusher.
No, like he's a great extra piece on a good team.
For them, is that now a loss? It is. What they're running out there off the edge is absolutely shameful. And they finally got around to what I said they should do all year, which is blitz Simpson a little bit more. But that's no... It's a joke. They've got the worst group in the modern era, where interceptions are at an all-time low and the passing game is incentivized like never before. They have the worst group of edge rushers in the NFL, and I don't even think it's close.
I can't disagree. We're simpatico at one, at least the pass rush part of it. They got two sacks yesterday. One was John Jenkins running over the guy in front of him and then running over the quarterback and forcing the fumble. And then they blitzed Simpson and Buchanan, and they shared a sack. That's it. They don't get any pressure. And I give Zach Gore a lot of credit. That fourth down where they rushed two guys, that was some sort of decision there to let Matthew Stafford sit back there all day and eventually complete the pass to Kieran Williams. But this pass rush, there is no pass rush. It's non-existent. The edge guys got as many pressures as the four of us got yesterday, and none of us were on the football field. So that's embarrassing.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
Hey, you guys had similar top three, but it's not that Hamilton played poorly or anything like that, but...
He didn't make any game-changing plays.
That's what they need. That's exactly what they need from Kyle Hamilton at this point, especially when he didn't play a single snap deep. He was in the box or in the slot the entire game.
Oh, man. Coming up next, Ravens hit the bye 1-5. What do the people think? 410-583-1057. Are you looking for Eric to make trades? Are you looking for a game-changing trade or maybe some smaller stuff?
If he builds his team this way, Kyle Hamilton needs to be one of the best football players on the field. I didn't build the team this way. Yeah. I wouldn't have done it this way. I begged him to pay pass rushers.
Here's the sad thing. He was one of the best football players on the field for them, but he didn't make any game-changing plays.
No, I mean on the field in its totality.
Yeah, I hear you. 410-5.
There's two teams playing.
Yeah, I hear you, bro. 410-583-1057. Is it over? Are you looking for them to make a trade? Does a trade even matter? What do you think of this team as it heads into the bye? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next. Ravens lose 17-3. They are 1-5 and now enter the bye week. They take on the Bears a week from this Sunday. So where are the people as they sit here at 1-5? It sounds like Lamar Jackson will be back. At least that's what Harb said yesterday in the postgame. He expects Lamar Jackson to be back against the Bears. Will it matter? 410-583-1057. Let's start with Mike in Middle River. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I guess someone, it used to be a skit on the radio station I listened to years ago. And it was the Cleta reality. And the Cleta reality simply says, hey, it's gonna matter when Lamar comes back. Everybody knows it is. So they can throw that question like, will it matter? Yes. In the Jason Lockefour voice, yes, it's going to matter. So what I see is happening here is I like to know who was the first person on the Ravens that said, hey, let's go get Cooper Rush. I really want to know who said that. And if anybody thinks that's a good idea, what happens is they really started believing the NFL when they heard, oh, the Ravens have the best roster. They have the best this. No, they don't. They have Lamar, who makes up for all the ills that everybody has. Now they truly see what they have, and it is Lamar. And I said it before, Lamar's not going to sign that contract. If Harb comes back, I believe that, and it will make a difference. I think it will make a difference when Lamar comes back. But whoever thinks that we had the best roster in the NFL, like you said, Jason, I kind of got with you the other day when you said about our GM being on the sidelines, wanting to be a superstar, and I thought about that. And you know what? I got to give you kudos. You are so true. He felt like he did something, and that's the reason why they brought Cooper Rush in here. They thought they could probably let Lamar go and go get one of those.
I don't know about that. I don't think it had anything to do with that.
Whoever you are,
I just think it's an upgrade over Josh Johnson.
Yes.
But it's not working. And as to who had a role in it, look.
Hey, we
Eric DaCosta has full say over personnel, and I am sure that Todd Monken, in the way, who's not the BSer that some other people on this staff are, I think the way he spoke about Rush from the time they signed him and whenever he spoke during offseason workouts, like I think Monk had a lot to do with it. And there was reason to think it could work, but it's not working, and it looks to be part of a large-scale offseason fail.
Let's go back out of the phone lines, 410-583-1057. Bob's in Baltimore. Bob, you're on the Fan.
Hey, gentlemen, how's it going?
Hey there.
Yeah, two things that got me frustrated. For one, I don't know if you guys were talking about it earlier. I just got in my car driving home. The use of not using on a one-yard line, using Henry, drove me absolutely nuts. I don't understand it. Trying to push, whatever they're trying to do, trying to be sneaky. Use the man. He ran all over him the first quarter. I don't get that.
Hmm.
Second is Lamar Jackson's not hurt. I think it's a bunch of crap. I think he's looking at it. We're not going to beat the Rams. I'll sit this game out. I'll come back. Of course he's going to do better. We got an easy schedule coming up. He looks at that and say, I'll come back when we have an easy schedule. That's my thoughts. I'll hang up.
I appreciate it.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. I don't think
so. Lamar quit on the team the last 2 weeks, is what you're saying. That would cause, I would think, a mutiny in the locker room.
Yeah, I think I think Lamar had a soft tissue
issue. Now, to his point, they are 1-5. How much worse could it be? But I don't think he's faking.
No, look, could we reach a point later this year where they've got to make a business decision on Lamar, especially Lamar going into what could be. Maybe a less than fully amicable negotiation with them. Like, we may get there. I'd say we're on a path towards that.
For what it's worth, we're old enough to remember a few seasons ago where we expected Lamar back every single week, and Tyler Huntley ended up starting a playoff game for them.
Correct.
So, like, that happened. Let's go to Keith. Keith, you're on the Fan.
Hey, gentlemen. All right. Ride with me for a second here.
Okay.
All right. I think we have a coaching issue, really.
Sure.
Just ride with me. All right, we down 2 scores. Tyler Huntley drives it all the way down to the 20-yard line, something like that. We need 2 scores. It's like 4 or 5 minutes left on the clock. He gets sacked. The coach did not call a timeout. We could have called timeout after he got sacked, stopped the clock, regroup for that fourth down, because I know we was going for it. Call a high percentage play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe use Mark Andrews or some high percentage play, DeAndre Hopkins or somebody, high percentage play.
Yeah.
And go for it on fourth down. Mm-hmm. If you don't make it, oh well.
Mm-hmm.
Coaching just opted to let the clock keep on running. And then, you know, obviously it didn't go well. Okay. They get the ball back. And now we got one more shot to go at it. And of course, at that point, the game's out of hand.
Yeah.
So just give me your thoughts.
I think what you're saying is, I'll amplify it. I think you're saying, don't believe Harb's telling you how close they were and how much they deserved to win that game. Believe what your eyes told them, which was just like the Kansas City game. Late in that game, they were content running the clock out. They were content trying to make the optics of the scoreboard as close as possible and just not get blown out any further. Is there something a little bit cowardly in how he's coached this year? Yeah, you can take it back to the punt in the fourth quarter in Buffalo.
Yeah, I have the sequence up right here. It was 2nd and 2 at the Rams 7-yard line. Huntley was sacked for an 8-yard loss. Clock continued to run, 40 seconds go off, and then it was a pass to Zay, no gain, and then fourth down, and he threw it away.
Yeah. Here's the other part. So I agree and disagree. I do think that coaching is culpable in all this. They, as Jason said, it wouldn't have mattered. Like, you've got a quarterback that's not even looking to throw the ball down the football field. Like, high percentage pass to where? He's throwing it to Andrews 3 yards in front of, like, beyond the line of scrimmage.
The ball down
like,
two passes that went 15 yards or more, and Cooper Rush attempted 2 passes that went 15 yards or more in the whole ball game on a day where they actually did run 65 plays.
There was no high percentage pass to be found that was going to get you the first down. That's the damning reality. Let's grab Mike and Frederick. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey
there.
So, we have an issue from top to bottom here, starting all the way with Eric Costa, going down to our manpower. Harbaugh has lost the locker room, but Eric Costa was so proud of himself after the offseason. I don't even have a whole lot of work to do. What's showing right now? We have so many holes. Lamar cannot fix all of that. It's a moot point. We have no pass rush. We have no defense. You and Jason could go out there and play catch in the middle of the field on their defense.
No thanks.
This is you would be successful.
They would hit the hell out of you.
I'm a baby.
They would hit the hell out of you.
Yeah, not.
Actually, I think they probably like me because I'm willing to call out their boss in a way that very few people are.
Yeah.
We just have systematic issues.
We
all
do.
The way.
Appreciate the call.
I agree.
It's ugly, and yeah, I'm of the mind that Lamar Jackson he ain't a cure all. They got a lot of work to be done. I don't know that they can get it done during this season. Hey, when we come back, we'll take more of your calls coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, 410-583-1057. But coming up next, there was a bit of good news to the offense. Derrick Henry was back. What did we take from this bounce back game from the running back? We'll tell you next here on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.